The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, the Niners definitely made a statement on Monday night against the New York Jets by just completely dominating them from start to finish for the most part. It ended up being a 32-19 San Francisco 49ers win over the New York Jets. I will say Aaron Rodgers, he actually looked good coming back from his Achilles tear. You never know what's going to happen, but he looked like the same old Aaron Rodgers out there, dropping dimes, but it was really everybody else around him. I mean, that defense, the Jets are known for their good-ass defense, and man, it was like the 49ers had every player wide open. I mean, and by a mile, too. So that Jets defense, not as stout as they used to be. And the running back, he couldn't get going either, so it just was a very sloppy night from the Jets, but a very solid night from the Niners. Blocking looked great. Quarterback looked great. The receivers looked great. Their defense looked great. So yeah, they just looked like an overall good team. And with that, let's get right into this week's Top 10 NFL Power Rankings. I rank my Power Rankings, by the way, I call this my Week 1 Power Rankings. I know most other people do consider this their Week 2 Power Rankings, but for me, I'm ranking the past week. And the past week was week one, and I don't do preseason power rankings because I think that's fucking stupid because nobody's done anything. So these are my week one power rankings. So yeah, I'm usually going to be, quote, a week behind everybody else, but I think this is actually the correct way to do it, but that's the way I do it. So anyways, let's get into the top 10 NFL power rankings this week. I mean, obviously, there's not a lot to go off of, so there's going to be some teams on here who probably will fall right the hell out. And then I imagine there's a few of these teams who are going to stick around for a while. But one and two basically are what we ended the season with last year. So number one is the Kansas City Chiefs. They just had a very solid win over the Ravens at home, and I kind of feel like watching them, they absolutely improved at the wide receiver position. And that was pretty much, it was kind of a weakness for them last year. I mean, obviously, there wasn't a lot of weaknesses with them since they, won the Super Bowl. But still, that was technically a weakness for them last year. And I think they have just completely improved with the addition of Worthy out there. He's definitely, in my opinion, actually, I feel like he's going to end up being one of the top receivers in the game over time here. And especially with Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback and in the type of offense he's going to be in here, I feel like he's just going to excel with them. But I felt Worthy was going to be a number one guy anywhere he went. But just here with the Chiefs, it's a perfect situation for him. And they just look like they're stocked, locked, and ready to go on offense. And then on defense, you know, they pretty much held it down last year on defense. So we'll see what they got. They've always been kind of one of those defenses where they're kind of shaky, but I mean, last year they were pretty solid and actually were one of the main reasons why they ended up winning the Super Bowl, because they did get them a few wins along the way. But since the Chiefs looked good and actually looked better than they did last year and they are the Super Bowl champs, they kind of have to be number one for me this week. Then at number two, I have the San Francisco 49ers, and that's because they finished number two last year by losing the Super Bowl, of course. I mean, they came right out and they looked basically as they did the last couple of years, just solid and really good at basically every position, very aggressive, both offensively and defensively. And I mean, you can't knock them down until they start knocking themselves down. So I got them at number two because that's where they finished last year, and they look exactly as they did last year. Then at number three, I have my Dallas Cowboys on my top 10 NFL power rankings. I mean, they dominated in all three phases of the game. Dak had a good game. CD had a good game. The offensive line, which was a huge question coming into this season, they really held it down against the number one defense from last year and the defensive player of the year from last year as well. They got it going on special teams. They've got Aubrey. They've got Turpin. And then, of course, this defense is stacked. So I've got them at number three. because they also won very convincingly as well. And when you have an all-around solid game like that, I got to put you on there. Plus, this is my top 10, and they're my favorite team, so I could do whatever the fuck I want. Then at number 4 on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Detroit Lions. And, you know, I feel like they also looked pretty similar last year. They really just really can crank away on the ground. I mean, Montgomery is, he's a bruiser back. And then you also have Gibbs back there as well, who's basically the opposite. He's very finessed, whereas Montgomery's going to ground and pound your ass. But, I mean, I feel like they're just as good as they were last year, if not better. And, you know, they got a win over the Rams, who are not a terrible team. And it went into overtime, and, you know, they kind of looked rusty to start the game. But we'll see how they go as the rest of the season progresses on. Then at number 5 on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Houston Texans. And they look good. They actually had their first test of the season. I mean, you're going up against a division opponent like the Indianapolis Colts. And they took it down to the wire. Stroud looked good. And then, like I was saying when I was breaking it down on Monday's show, Joe Mixon came right into this game and dominated on the ground. He had 159 yards on the ground, so if that's what he's doing in game one, he's going to be a huge addition to this offense, as well as Diggs. So I look at them, and I just feel like they're going to be one of the top teams in the league all season. Then at number 6 on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the New Orleans Saints, I mean, when you drop 47 points, especially on a division opponent, to me it doesn't matter that the Panthers are a rebuilding team, not really a strong team at all. I don't care. You drop 47 points convincingly like that, and you just dominate. You know, Carr had a fantastic game. Alvin Kamara, you know, he had an injury-riddled season last year, so this year he came right out. He had a solid game, and their defense locked it down as well. So I looked at that, and I go, hey, dropping 47 points ain't no thing. And you're going to crack the top 10 at least this week. I don't know how long the Saints are going to be there. They gotta keep it moving, but we'll see how they go as the season progresses on. Then at number 7 on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Miami Dolphins, they also looked pretty similar to how they did last year. I mean, offensively, they look like they're going to be solid. I mean, Tua already has started off the season as the leading passer. He's got 338 yards on the season, and he pretty much was in the top 5 all season last year when it came to passing yards. So we'll see if he continues to do that. But he's got a solid wide receiver core. He's got 2 solid running backs behind him and a really stout offensive line. To me, it's really just their defense. I don't know if they're really that for real or not. But offensively, they're probably going to be putting up some fireworks, that's for sure. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NFL power rankings, they're here, but I'm really not convinced at all about them. And not because I hate them, but just because they aren't really a convincing team so far to me. And that's the Philadelphia Eagles. I will say Saquon Barkley looked damn good for them, but that's not shocking at all because Saquon's actually been very good his entire career. It's just the injuries have got to him. But he looked, I mean, 3 touchdowns. How can you argue with that in your debut as a Philadelphia Eagle? But to me, I feel like Jalen Hurts did not look comfortable in this last game. And as a matter of fact, that's kind of how their season ended last year. And, you know, it sounds like he and the coach not really seeing eye to eye in a lot of things. And that's kind of why it fell apart last year. So who knows if it's going to be a problem this year. Their defense, I kind of look at it and I go, probably not that good. So, and just to me and their win over the Packers, not very convincing, but I still had to put them in top 10 just because, I mean, Saquon had 3 TDs. That's pretty fucking convincing if you ask me. And there weren't a lot of other teams below them where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to put them above them just now. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NFL power rankings at the Baltimore Ravens. Yes, they lost this week, but they still put up a good fight against the Chiefs. Lamar Jackson started off the season amazing. I mean, that dude was just ready to take the team on his back. He had 273 yards passing with a touchdown and then 122 yards rushing. And by the way, that 122 yards rushing is already in like the top 5 for rushing on the season with running backs. So that just goes to show you, everybody was kind of wondering if Jackson was going to take the running aspect out of his game. And so far, that doesn't look like that's going to happen, at least as far as game one went. He did find a new target as well in his tight end. Likely, he had 111 yards and a touchdown. So it looks like he's got a new connection out there, which he definitely needs. I just kind of look at the Ravens that even though they lost, they're still a really good team. And I think they're going to be one of the top teams in the AFC. And then rounding out the top 10 NFL power rankings this week, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Just with what Baker Mayfield did last week and this offense, they were really explosive. He had 289 yards and 4 touchdowns. The guy was surgical with it. He was ripping them apart. And they just looked really good offensively, at least in that game. I don't know. I'm not really expecting a lot from the Buccaneers, but when you put up those type of numbers and really just absolutely dominate a game from start to finish, I can't overlook you, I guess. All right, so let's move on to the Thursday night football game this week. It is Thursday night football starting off excellent this year. I mean, you never know what's going to come with the Thursday night football game. Sometimes they give you like the world's shittiest game, but they starting it off right this year. We have the Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins. Right now, the Bills are a half-point favorite, so that just goes to show you how close this matchup is. I mean, it is a divisional matchup. It looks like Josh Allen is going to play, but it looks like the Dolphins are going to be missing both Mostert and Achan, so that could end up being a problem. But, you know, I looked at that game that Buffalo just had, and it looks like they're going to be riding Josh Allen all season. He already injured his hand, which you don't want to hear. By the way, he injured his left hand, not his throwing hand, so that's a good thing, but he still injured his hand first game of the season. So it's going to be interesting to see how this turns out. I'm picking Miami in this one, 24-17. And the reason why is just because Buffalo actually has struggled against Miami, but definitely when going to Miami. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the humidity. Maybe it's just the type of weather. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's a division opponent and they just know how to play each other. But the Miami Dolphins pretty much have owned the Buffalo Bills for a minute. And every time they go to Miami, it seems to be a problem. So I do have Miami winning, mostly because they're at home. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Buffalo walk away with this win, especially with those two running backs out, because that takes a lot of offense away for the Miami Dolphins. Now moving on to college football, and usually I do a rundown of the top 10 ranked teams. Well, now that we are going to have 12 playoff teams in the college football playoff this year, every week I'm going to do the top 12 rankings in college football. And, you know, we got some powerhouses in here. So far, everybody who's dominating is supposed to be dominating. But we do have a couple of teams in here that you look at and go, wow, I can't believe they're there. And we'll see how the rest of the season pans out. But number one, of course, is Georgia. They are 2-0 on the season. This past week, they just smashed TNTC 48-3. They do play Kentucky this week, so I kind of feel like they're going to continue to be number one going into next week. Then bumping up a spot to number two, my Texas Longhorns, Hook'em Horns, motherfucker. They are 2-0 on the season. They went into Michigan and smashed them 31-12. The national champions had no shot in this one. Longhorns just kept it moving the whole game. They did not take their foot off the throat at all. It was such a dominating, exciting game to watch. And finally, the Longhorns are for real. They're going to get their tests throughout the year because they are now in the SEC. So we are playing different teams. I mean, hell, we got Georgia later this year. So that's going to be interesting. If both of these teams remain 1-2, we're getting a hell of a matchup midseason. But right now, Longhorns are looking stout. And they moved up from 3-2, and they play UTSA this week. Then at number 3, Ohio State dropped down from the 2 to the 3 spot, where they belong, behind my Longhorns. But Ohio State looking solid as well. They are 2-0 on the season. They just smashed WMU 56-0. They do have a bye week this week, but they play Marshall next week. Then ranking in at number 4 this week, we have Alabama. They are also on a tear. They killed Southern Florida 42-16, and they play at Wisconsin this weekend. Then at number 5, we have Ole Miss. They are 2-0 on the season. They smashed MTSU 52-3. They will be at Wake Forest this weekend. I mean, as you could tell that, by the way, all these teams are just obliterating all these other teams. That just goes to show you these are obviously the top-ranked teams in the league, or I mean in college football. Then at number 6, we have Missouri. They're 2-0 on the season. They beat Buffalo 38-0 over the weekend, and they would be playing Boston College, who's number 24, so that should technically be a test for Missouri this weekend against a ranked opponent. Then at number 7 is Tennessee. They're 2-0 on the season, and they just beat NC State 51-10 over the weekend. And this weekend, they will be playing against Kent. Then at number 8 is Penn State. They took out BGSU 34-27, and they have a bye this week and will be playing against Kent next week. Then at number 9, we have Oregon. They are 2-0 on the season, and they actually had a close one against Boise State, 37-34. But, I mean, that's what Boise State sometimes can be a problem. I mean, they aren't what they used to be, what, like 10 years ago when they were actually kind of in the college football playoff talk, or the BCS at the time. But they'll still give you some problems, but still Oregon got the win, and they will be playing Oregon State this weekend. Then at number 10, we have the U, Miami. They are 2-0 on the season, and they just smashed FAMU 56-9. They play ball this week. And then at number 11, we have USC, who's 2-0 on the season, and they've really, their first two games, they've looked pretty good so far. They beat USU 48-0, and they actually have a bye this week and will be at Michigan, who fell all the way down to 17 after their ass-kicking by the Longhorns. But USC is going to be playing them next week, so we'll see how that goes there, because they'll be two ranked opponents. And I don't know, like I said, USC is pretty hot, but Michigan, they still have some good recruits. They're still a good team. It's just, I don't know. We'll see if they're able to actually become a decent team post-Harbaugh. And then rounding out college football rankings this week at number 12, we have Utah. They are 2-0. They took out Baylor this week 23-12, and they play USU on Saturday. All right, y'all. Enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.